It's Friday night, and that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
CFL Easy Picks, Week 9, starring me, Killer Carpe Diem. That's right, I'm starting the episode. This week, we got no school, because he's not taking classes in Toronto. Anyways, he's not here, so let's forget about him. But joining me, our brother to the south, Mr. Heavyset.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't be here, I'm in Toronto, I didn't tell you.
Oh, but wait, you don't have, is there a Toronto in America? Because you don't have a passport.
I think there's a Toronto, Ohio.
Just don't be going to Charlottesville. Yeah, don't be going there anytime soon.
Yeah, that's a big topic right now.
Yeah. Let's talk about CFL football instead. A nice friendly Canadian thing.
Yes, there is a
All right. There
is a Toronto, Ohio, and it's technically not too far off my route that I drive every single day.
Oh, okay. So, but at least you still showed up, even though you're in Toronto, Ohio.
Yeah, I was in Toronto earlier today, kind of.
Nevertheless, big news for the CFL Grey Cup halftime show. With just over 3 months to go until the 105th Grey Cup, presented by Shaw, the CFL announced this week that the top-selling female country artist of all time, Shania Twain, will headline the Freedom Mobile Grey Cup halftime show on November 26th at TD Place in Ottawa. Canada's largest annual sporting event will be broadcast live on TSN, RDS, ESPN2, BT Sport, and on TSN Radio and Sirius XM, beginning at 6 p.m. Twain's Grey Cup performance celebrates her triumphant return and will follow the highly anticipated release of her fifth full-length studio album, Now, out September 29th, solely written and co-produced by Twain. Now marks her first album release since 2002's Up, the same year she performed at the Grey Cup halftime show. So heavy. Huge female Canadian country icon at this year's Grey Cup instead of One Republic. Is that an upgrade? Think more people would watch it?
I think it's a little bit more of an upgrade. I mean, granted, her career is like 20 years old.
She's been on a bit of a hiatus. I guess the whole divorce thing and all the other shit that she's been going through for the last 5 years. You know, this is a turnaround for her. So it's nice to see her back in the public eye. And she's still looking pretty good for a woman her age.
Yeah, she got it out there.
Shania's pretty close to 50, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would think. Last I remember her was, like I said, roughly about 20 years ago. A little under. I was actually just recently listening to some YouTube videos where they had like the top 100 songs of every year. And I started with 98, and she was up there in both years. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot about Shania Twain.
Yeah, she's 51. So, and she'll be turning 52 at the end of this month. So, still a good-looking woman, and I don't know if she's been I don't think she's remarried. So, if she doesn't mind a 20-year gauge difference, I'm more than willing to date her.
You have fun with that.
Yeah, I would. I think I would a lot. All right. News coming out of the Stampeders camp. Stampeders have released three players. National defensive lineman Ben Daguilar. International defensive back, I can't pronounce this. Osiagi Odiasa? Yeah, I'm a terrible, terrible person for not being able to pronounce these names. And international receiver Jared Boykin. Nothing special. I mean, Calgary's not going to be missing them if they're winning the way they are. So no big loss, I think, for Calgary.
No.
Alouettes news. Nice, convincing win over the returning Mark Trestman with his Toronto Argonauts in Montreal this week. They were up at the half. I went to go see a movie, so I was very worried in the second half we were going to choke it like we did last time. Thankfully, we did not. So, next convincing win for the Alouettes. In other Alouettes news, we signed national defensive back Tavon Campbell. Campbell was selected in the third round by Calgary Stampeders in 2015, played 22 games with the Stampeders in Saskatchewan, amassed 19 defensive tackles, adding 4 on special teams. A 24-year-old athlete is also known... Also has knocked down 7 passes and recovered 2 fumbles, including one he returned for a touchdown. So we're shoring up our defense, and it's looking good. Maybe. No other news.
Maybe one day my Browns will be that good.
Maybe. I mean, they've been in a rebuilding phase for 15 years.
Yeah, but when you're changing your contractor every couple of years, that that rebuilding phase is going to take time.
Yeah, yeah. They need a fully licensed contractor who's willing to commit many, many years, and the owner's actually willing to commit those many, many years to that one at least solid contractor who's had some solid work done.
Fingers crossed that his name is Hugh Jackson.
Well, we'll have to see. Your NFL season is 4 weeks away, I believe. Three?
Less than. We have, well, this past Sunday was four Sundays, or in four Sundays it would have been official first Sunday of football. I won't say the kickoff, because kickoff is technically that Thursday.
In slightly entertaining news, I was bored at work today, so I tweeted Kaepernick saying, hey, if you're coming to the CFL, will you stand for our anthem? I didn't get a response, so who knows?
I swear it needs to happen.
Kaepernick coming up?
Yeah.
I believe it's Hamilton who has his player rights. So they're winless right now. It couldn't hurt at all to bring him up.
I don't think it happened. I'd love to see it happen. Him just go, you know what? I'm going to play in Canada.
And if he stands for the anthems, then that's going to be even more of a shit show. Yeah. Yeah, fuck all this political stuff that's happening. It's bullshit. All right. CFL power rankings from Nissan Titan. First place, the undefeated 7-0 Edmonton Eskimos. They've looked great. And the only team that looks just as good, but slightly below them, are the Calgary Stampeders in second. In two games, they scored 101 points. And they have a good chance to be equal to their record last year. Last year, they were 15-2-1. This season, they've already got the one tie and one loss so far. So we'll go from there. Third place, we got the BC Lions. Fourth, the West continues to dominate the standings with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Fifth, despite losing to the Alouettes, the Argonauts remain in fifth. Sixth place, the Alouettes. Seventh, the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Eighth, the defending Grey Cup champions, Red Blacks. And in ninth place, the winless Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Come on, Tiger Cats.
So, CFL Easy Pick standings in association with StableWars.com, where we're always looking for new members. Three-way tie for first. We have Coinier West, tied with Heavyset, tied with Me Carp, with 22 points.
Yay, and boo.
Therefore, in fourth place, we have Mr. Old School with 19 points. In fifth place, we have Da Mayor with 18 points. Sixth place, we have Coolio with 15. And in seventh place, the Nightmare X with 1 point. Games on the docket this week, starting Thursday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the undefeated Edmonton Eskimos at 7-0, visiting the 5-2 Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The Eskimos are only favored by 1.5. I'm going to take the Blue Bombers. Heavy set.
I'm going to go Eskimos.
And Old School is supposed to PM me his picks by tomorrow, so maybe I'll let them in. Probably not. Friday at 7:30 p.m., we have the 1-6-1 Ottawa Red Blacks visiting the 0-7 Hamilton Tiger Cats. Ottawa's favorited by 3.5. Heavy set.
Ottawa.
I'm going to take Ottawa. I mean, the Tiger Cats offensive line is ugly. The Kolaris threw four interceptions last week in like the first half. It's not. Hamilton has a good chance of going winless this year, the way they're playing. Continuing on the Friday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, we have the 5-1-1 Calgary Stampeders visiting the 5-3 BC Lions. Calgary's favored by 4.5. I'm going to take the Stamps. Heavy?
I think that Calgary. We'll go with that nice upstart team.
And in Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the 3-4 Montreal Alouettes are visiting the 3-5 Toronto Argonauts. At this time, it is a flat line because the primary quarterback for the Argonauts is undecided if he will be playing or not. I'm going to take the Alouettes. So this way they'll secure first in the East. Heavy.
I'll agree, Alouettes.
Alouettes. All right. And that's it for our picks this week. Twitter. Oh, my God. We have a tweet. From Mr. Farfro at Farfro at CFL Easy Picks. I listen to all the fellow at TTN shows and episodes. Hashtag supportive, hashtag team player. Mr. Farfro, thank you for the 15-minute download that we are maximum every week. We appreciate it. Please keep listening to CFL Easy Picks.
Maximum, even if like about 7 minutes is the intro, the outro, and the added song.
Yep, pretty much. And this week we'll be outing on a Shania Twain song. I don't know if she's released her new single yet. If it, she has, that will be the outro this week. Email, nothing in the email bag. So, in breaking news, All Beer Inside now has its own. All Beer Inside now has its own iTunes feed. And allbeerinside.com is up and running. I would like to thank Podcaster Charlie for taking the time to do what I decide I don't have time to do. So, heavy set, plugs, and final thoughts.
You can find me on the network that you're listening to this on right now, unless it's the singular feed. Then
No. This is CFL Easy Picks. We're still on the
Trending Topics.
The brand new Trending Topics to go, network.
Without saying it, but yeah, you can find me on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. You can find me on Wrestling Cheers and that other show, Hanging with Heavy, blanked out on it, which I will be recording after we record this, and we'll be going up Sunday. So a little bit of information there. And I, within this current week, it'll be 4 podcasts, and I'll have recorded them both within 2 nights. Last night I recorded Macho Men Radio, where we talked about the AFC North and the NFC North. And you would like that show, Carp, because it's those guys on that show are Packers fans.
Yay!
So I would give that episode a listen. After this gets released, I will be releasing Wrestling Cheers on Friday, and the normal Hanging with Heavy will be available on Sunday night, early Monday morning, right at midnight. I make sure it's already waiting, so if you're there at midnight or 12:01 Eastern time, you refresh it. It should definitely be there, however long it takes for the feed to refresh itself. That is pretty much it. I think nothing else really big going on right now.
You're still doing the NFL fantasy football season, right?
Yes, I.
Okay.
I set the draft for it today.
Okay, I thought it was you because I wasn't sure if it was ours or another one I usually play in with StableWars.com. Speaking of which, StableWars.com season begins just before NXT TakeOver. Get your fantasy WWE team in. You pick 7 wrestlers, you have $6 million. Each wrestler has a value. You know, there's main eventers like Roman Reigns, boo, Samoa Joe, yay. and others. Then there's your mid-carders, your NXT superstars, your 205 livers, as well your divas. I mean, it's super easy to play. It's not that hard to submit a team, and you can win free DVDs. You don't even have to join the forum. You could just play the main game.
Can I pick Okada, the Young Bucks?
That would be NJW. That would be New Japan, which we do pick'ems for. But we don't do Stable Wars yet because
it'd be funny if you had like a roster spot for like someone who might be in WWE by the end of the season.
like a
bonus spot.
We used to do that before we went a little more automated. Mm-hmm. It used to pretty much all be text based in a forum. So like 1999 style. Thankfully, that's changed and it's a lot more automated since our buddy Watsuki had taken over. He's since left having a child and actual life responsibilities, unlike myself. So
seems like all your friends are getting married and have kids except for you, old school, and Charlie.
Well, yeah. I got other friends who are still single and stuff.
Of the people that we all know about, that's like, you know, everybody would probably be like, well, Mop's your friend, but I mean, Mop's not my closest friend.
Yeah. Most of us Northeastern Trending Topics Network participants seem to be single without children at the moment.
And there seems to be a fetish with Asians, but that's a different.
Oh, that's one of them. I have a fetish for all the pretty ladies. Anyways, as for myself, at Killer Carpe Diem, as usual, at CFL Easy Picks or CFL Easy Picks @gmail.com. Get your stuff in. Tweet us like Mr. Fourth Row did, even though it was us being insulting and him being very nice to us. Finally, All Beer Inside, which I already mentioned, the website is up, allbeerinside.com. All Beer Inside is its own feed in iTunes. All Beer Inside will be recording the weekend of September 1st on the Friday. Get your stuff in. Heavy already tweeted us, which I will be mentioning on the show, and a few other people have already tweeted and emailed us. So keep those tweets coming, folks.
I forget what my tweet was.
It was concerning your Pornhub cares.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was actually surprised no one said that.
And yeah.
Like, oh, good. I get to say it.
Yeah. As I mentioned, sneak preview of next All Beer Inside, Battle of the Comedic Musicians. I will be playing a lot of music that episode, a lot of comedy music, so I hope you enjoy it.
If you don't have Brian Posehn on there, I'll kill you.
I don't have him as a musician. He's a musician?
He has recorded two songs, and I'm going to count that.
Oh, I have like
Garfunkel. No, he's recorded three.
Okay. I have like Garfunkel and Oates, Reggie Watts, Richard Cheese, and Lounge Against the Machine. Those, you know, ones who actually have full albums out.
He did a couple at the end of two albums. It was Metal by Numbers, More Metal Than You, and then he did a cover of, what's that, Kenny Rogers song? The Gambler.
The Gambler?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, right now I've only got 16 participants. Maybe I can add another 16.
Is Weird Al in it?
Hey, Weird Al is like number two seed or number one seed. And then
I was like,
number,
if he's number two, who the fuck's number one?
I didn't put seeds. I just did shuffle. I've got Weird Al, Tenacious D, Steel Panther, you know, all comedy bands and comedy solo artists like Tim Minchin, Reggie Watts, John Lajoie, etc.
Stephen Lynch.
No, I've got this country singer called Rodney Carrington. He does a song called Titties and Beer.
Yeah, I think he had a TV show here.
Yeah.
How about, would you consider Epic Rap Battles a history?
Well, that's not really, because I'm putting people who have released entire albums. I wouldn't count that yet, but
yes, they have.
I am, you know, there's time. We can always throw in an Epic Rap Battles episode where we pick 16 random ones and we decide which of the Epic Rap Battles were the best ones.
Ooh, I might write.
I mean, obviously, we're going to have Hitler versus Vader, right? So
1, 2, and 3. Technically, yeah. They have, like, they've released their seasons as CDs, so.
Oh, we'll see. I've only got 16 so far because I got a bunch of articles I want to talk about. But who knows? Things are changing. It's turning episode 18, so we're going to be Quebec legal. Legal in most of the known world where you're allowed to drink, so we'll go from there.
Episode 21 needs to be in Red Lobster.
Well, episode 21 will be about November. So
that might actually work out.
There's a good possibility.
That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah. I'm working on a few things with All Beer Inside to make it, you know, a presence on the internet.
All right, let's wrap the show up.
Yep, so have a great Week 9 of the CFL, and O Canada, and be nice to each other, goddammit. Just be nice to each other.
America.
I wasn't just broken, I was shattered. I trusted you so much, you're all the
lies about joy. Lies so much joy. Lies about pain. It's all about forgiving and the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved and loved the way I should. Lies about to get good. About pain, life's about to get good.